Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
It's a beautiful Tuesday in the city of Chicago. Had a great time talking to you yesterday on a Victory Monday. No reason we can't extend this into a Victory Tuesday. The White Sox won yesterday. The Bears remain 1-0, and the Cubs didn't play. So let's continue, and would love to hear from you on any of the things that you want to talk about. 312-332-3776.
I didn't see anything last night from the New York Giants that led me to believe that they will come to town and upset our Chicago Bears. So I'm expecting 2-0. I'm expecting another Victory Monday a week from yesterday.
They got a short week to try and put that one on the back burner. The Giants do.
An average team.
And they've got issues, too, on trying to figure out how they get their best player rolling in Saquon Barkley. And
15 carries, 6 yards.
Can the Bears do that to him?
I don't know. I would suggest to you that the Pittsburgh defense is ahead of our defense. I think that the Steelers were the number one defense in a lot of categories last year, so it's an elite group. But I expected much better out of our group in week one. So I think, I don't know if we're going to hold him to 6 yards on 15 carries, but I think our defense we'll have a much improved effort on Sunday from the one we saw in Detroit.
312-332-3776. And the big story for the Bears today has been Allen Robinson. And this has been one of the stories that we've checked in on many, many times during the offseason. We've done many, many interviews with Allen Robinson. Carmen and Yurko have had him on. We talked to him at the Super Bowl. Quality guy. Remember, we had him at the Timothy O'Toole's last year in person. We were talking to him about a contract extension then. They went with Eddie Jackson. We were talking to Allen Robinson at the Super Bowl in person about a contract extension. We've had him on the phone since then.
And we've been trying to negotiate that for him and get him paid.
Yes, yes. And so in the last 24 hours, this has been like the modern thing to do as an athlete. And one thing about Allen Robinson that I absolutely love is in a very diva-like position, he gives you no diva attitude.
Right.
We have not had a lot of good wide receivers. No shot at you, Waddle. This is not intentional shot at you.
Yeah, you know, listen, reality is reality. Sometimes, as you know, we talked with Lewis Riddick last week, reality sucks sometimes. That's reality.
So then we finally got a really, 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 really good receiver, like in his prime, and we saw how that goes a lot of times with Brandon Marshall. After many, many years of like never having like a top-tier wide receiver, like Brandon Marshall was as good at what he did in his prime as anyone, right? Wouldn't you say that?
Yes. There was always a little bit of drama attached to him. But
that's
my
point in all this, yes. That's my point. Like, he's as good on the field as anybody, but he had a shelf life of about a year until things would get out of whack. And him and Cutler had a falling out in Denver. And then, like, you know, he was punting footballs in Denver. Then where'd he go? Miami?
I forget. I think, yes. I think he went to Miami. I think he ended up on several different teams and was always a threat until the end, where I think age got the best of him.
Right. And then, so then, remember, Cutler and him, I think it was our show, we called Brandon Marshall at the Pro Bowl one year when he was there for Miami. Randy Merkin called his hotel, and we got him on, and we planted the seed. Hey, wouldn't it be cool if you were reunited with Jay?
Let's get this reunion going.
And then they started tweeting at each other when Jay had he still had the Twitter handle. The point of what I'm bringing up with all of this is when we finally got ourselves a really great receiver in his prime, you know, the diva, a lot of times these things go stale because these wide receivers have a diva mentality. And if you check around the league with a lot of the top tier wide receivers, a lot of the Super Bowl teams don't have the best receiver in football. You know, because there's a lot to that where the diva-like mentality can bring a team down. Like, go through the last Super Bowl champions and tell me a team that had, like, a top five receiver. And a lot of people say, well, Allen Robinson's not a top five receiver. To me, Allen Robinson checks all the boxes.
Tyreek Hill is not a top five, but Tyreek Hill, I would say, is a top 10 at this point. So, like, last year, obviously he came into the league with some issues, but I don't see him as a guy that rocks the boat to the point where it causes issues.
Well, but I mean, I remember going into last year what the conversation was with the tapes being out there.
That's true.
Like, Tyreek Hill brings drama. It's just a fact. He did in college, he did now. Whether, like, what was true or what was not, that's a different story.
He brings drama, but the diva part of it, I think, is a separate conversation. The drama's one thing, but kind of the outward spoken, difficult relationship inside the huddle is a different commodity as well. But you're right. I mean, wide receivers historically over the course of time, a lot of them have been some of the louder personalities, the bigger personalities, and some of the guys that rock the boats.
Right. So, and that's why I love Robinson, okay? He's not the elite of number ones. Like, we always talk about NBA stars, and we've talked about this for a while now. You would not put Allen Robinson on your top five receivers. But I've always said that he's a one. And I've always said he has been put up one-like numbers, even though he's played with some of the worst quarterbacks in NFL history. He made a name for himself at Penn State with Christian Hackenberg, who never panned out in the NFL. I argued, remember, with Trey Wingo about this last year.
Yeah, then Ryan Clark.
Yeah, and Ryan Clark. And then he goes to Blake Bortles. And, you know, with Blake Bortles, where's Blake Bortles these days? He put up 1,400 yards with Blake Bortles. He comes to the Bears. He's coming off a knee injury. And he had, like, his first year getting established. And then that second year off the knee injury, he put up career numbers again with Mitch Trubisky in one of the worst years where we've talked about the up and down nature of Mitch. Would he even keep his job? But what was steady? It's Allen Robinson.
They were the 29th ranked offense in the league last year, and Allen had 1,147 yards and 7 touchdowns, would go along with 98 catches.
And no bitching, no moaning.
Yeah, I don't know why you would not want to. Look, they've got time. I get it. I don't expect them to let him to get the free agency, but I do question what are you waiting for, especially since you do have some free cash flow because of Eddie Goldman's money came off the books.
Right. So then now, this is in Black Abdallah, you guys are more of that age group where, like, the thing to do is, we saw it with Jordan Howard. We've seen it with some of the other top players before they got paid, I even think this summer, where, like, the thing to do is, Robinson doesn't complain vocally, but he made it known, like, in the last 24 hours where he scrubbed his social media accounts of Bears stuff, right?
Yeah, and Giannis did this a couple days ago with all the Bucks on his Instagram. He removed any teammates, any Bucks stuff.
Is this a leverage play? Like, way that guys use their leverage against
apply a little pressure, right? Maybe you're unhappy. Maybe you're thinking maybe you could move on at some point.
Let me ask, do the players do this so that they can get the fans, and rightfully so, behind them, to try to add whatever pressure they can on the organization? Now, whether or not the organization feels pressure from Twitter, we can have that conversation. But do they go this route to try to create kind of a groundswell of support that may help them in their bid to get a much-deserved contract extension?
Well, it's making a statement without making a statement, right?
Right.
Because it's trending now, too. It's trending, right. The extend. The actual hashtag that's trending is extend Allen Robinson.
Yeah, he removes Chicago Bears from the bio. He removes the header photo, which was Bears logo as well. I mean, listen, I get why he would do it, and I get why he may be frustrated. I do not get the angst from Bears fans over this.
Expand on that. And this is a good topic.
Well, and this is why. One, he shows up every Sunday and is a awesome player. I think at this point, he might be my favorite Bears player.
Me too.
Absolutely. You know why, Sylvie? Because in the wild card game, you know who showed up for that game? It was Allen Robinson.
Yep.
Yeah, every time there's a big moment, Allen Robinson gets the job done. And he is not holding out. He is not saying he's not going to play in any games coming up. He just removed some information from his Instagram, his Twitter accounts. I get it. He's disgruntled. I understand his stance. But personally, as a fan, why does this affect me at all? First of all, he's the 12th highest paid wide receiver in the NFL this season. If you just want to look at the cash that he's taking home this year, $13 million he's going to take home based on his contract, he'll be an unrestricted free agent in next offseason. Why are Bears fans all bent because he doesn't have a contract extension? It doesn't affect anything. They could still give him that deal at some point down the road. I don't understand
the
angst.
You could franchise him. So, like, yes. It's not like this is an NBA player who is entering unrestricted free agency.
Right.
And then can leave the Bears because of these crazy rules in the NFL, can just say to him, look, we're going to franchise you. We're paying you the top five spot of any position, of the average of the wide receiver position, and it may not make you happy, but we have that control.
Yeah, and this is why I think it's strange. I think he is a top 10 wide receiver. Sylvie, you've been saying the same thing on the air. I've been saying for over 2 years now that I think he's that caliber of wide receiver. He's getting paid almost as if he is a top 10 wide receiver. I know a couple of guys got new deals heading into this season, DeAndre Hopkins being one of them. So that 12th overall in the NFL was a little bit higher before the guys started getting their new deals. To me, this is a non-issue. Like, I get it. He may be disgruntled. He wants to get paid personally. I understand his stance. But as a Bears fan, like, he shows up on Sundays and he's fantastic. To me, there is no angst there. There are many things to be worried about with this Bears team. Allen Robinson is not one of them.
312-332-3776. So whether you're tweeting that right now, like, what is – and I've been in the offseason. I wanted them to come up, like, with an agreement that favors both. That where Allen Robinson would be happy and it would be good for the Bears. But Bleck brings up a good point. The cap is going down next year because of COVID-related issues. It's going down after years of going up. You may need a quarterback this offseason.
Yeah.
Like, what if Dak Prescott becomes available? You're already paying Khalil Mack. Do you want to pay Allen Robinson now $20 million a year? Is that something you want to do at the wide receiver position? I love A-Rob. I want him to get paid. I never want him to see play for another, and I will fight for him that he doesn't get the respect he deserves. But with the cap going down and with other issues on this team remaining, do you really want to see them give him a big duffel bag full of money today?
Well, my only concern, Sylvie, is that I think they're going to draft a quarterback regardless, right, next year. And with whatever first pick they have, for whatever first round pick they have, they're going to take a quarterback. My problem is, when has Ryan Pace shown any ability to draft offensive weapons? Like, we don't know what Cole Kmet's going to be, but every wide receiver he's tried to take, or every other offensive weapon, like, Tariq Cohen's great, but he's kind of a gadget guy. You can't really use him when in need to run situations. He catches the ball, sure, but ultimately you can't draft wide receivers. So pay the guy, because I don't think you're going to be able to find that kind of talent with all the other holes that you're going to have to
face next
year.
What about a free agent quarterback? What if the Cowboys choose they don't want to franchise Dak next year? What if Dak in the prime of his career is a free agent and you need a quarterback?
I don't think you can hamstring your look. I would love Dak, but I think that hamstrings your franchise moving forward, because you're already paying a bunch of dudes, and if you try to pay top talent,
you have to pay top talent.
No, yes. I understand that, but
you don't have to worry about Pace drafting a guy in the middle of the first round,
a proven commodity.
Well, draft the next Dak. You see these guys coming out of college every
you
year.
Just said that you
play.
Don't have any faith in him drafting.
I said a wide receiver, and obviously he's shown that he can't do it at quarterback, but that was before Matt Nagy was there. So if you've got a first-round draft pick to draft a quarterback, find a guy like Joe Burrow who's coming out and can play right away. Like, Joe Burrow looks like he can play right away. Kyler Murray last year could play right away. Find one of these guys in college that can play right away. So then you, because we've all seen it, we all see the formula for how to win a Super Bowl. Unless you find that talent and you pay that talent. Look when the Seahawks won their Super Bowl. Look at all these guys. You have to win when your quarterback, the highest valued position, is in their rookie deal. So to go out and pay Dak Prescott sets you back, because then you can't pay anybody else. And who are you surrounding him with at that point? Because you're not going to have enough money for Allen Robinson then.
312-332-3776. What would you do with Allen Robinson? He's obviously unhappy, but he's continuing to produce. He's continuing to play. You have the franchise tag for next year. You're in no danger of losing him. And you may have some other needs. What would you do with Allen Robinson? 332-3776. I'll share with you why I don't want Ryan Pace to listen to me in regards to this. When have I ever said that? But I'll share that with you coming up next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Right, and a shout out to everyone in our Twitch audience. It's been so much fun.
I'm missing
every day.
Today. Yeah, I apologize. This is one of those somebody pooped on your shoes kind of day. I mean, it just, and you pooped on the shoes, then you stepped in the poop, and then you fell down and rolled.
I've never had anyone poop on my shoes.
Well, that tells you the kind of
poop.
That tells you the kind of day it's been over here at the Waddle House. So the patient hasn't been great, so I had to stay home. Otherwise, I'd be on the Twitch. On the Twitch channel with you, but
I see Black. Hello, Black.
Fresh faded Black.
I see.
Where's he at?
Abdallah.
I got a new. I got a haircut.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get them all cut?
Whoa! Whoa! Dad joke. What's
dad
up?
Joke. Hey, by the way,
Chris Black has the best hair of ESPN 1000.
No, thank you.
No,
yes.
Doubt.
I don't even think it's close.
Who's second?
By the
Cap.
Made me think there for a
nice.
Second. Jesse.
Jesse.
I don't even know who would be second.
At this point, you know, are you really looking at everyone's hair and going, wow, that's a great cut over there, huh? Good work.
Black, I've always been envious, not jealous, envious.
Of Black's hair?
Black's got a good flow, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what I did?
That's a gift. That's a gift. Like, that comes from mom and dad. That comes from genes. The same way, you know, every now and again, one of the kids comes out with a ruddy complexion. Like, I didn't ask for this. Like, this comes from my mom and my dad, but so does a nice, you know, a nice hair, a nice set of hairs.
You could be number two on the list, Waddle,
you might.
If you took care of yourself a little bit more,
yeah,
though, these
I
days.
Have. I,
you always
know
with
what?
A visor and never really groomed the way you should be.
Well, here's the deal. Like, when I stopped traveling and stopped caring about how the television made me look, I gave up. I punted. I turned around and punted. I punted at my own team, too. I didn't even punt down the field. I turned around and punted backwards. That's just the way it is. I mean, you get to a certain point where you just, like, you wake up in the morning, you go, F it. I don't care. This is just it. You know, I'm going to throw a visor on, and I'm going to go to work. And
Ryan Pace has good hair, too.
Does
but
have
you
good
know,
hair.
I don't, and this is, you weren't at the end of the last segment, but I said this is in one fashion where I don't want Ryan Pace to listen to me or listen to Bears fans. That I think it's great. I love, like, remember the old Pay Forte thing, too?
Yeah.
That Forte did this very well at the end as well. Now, Allen Robinson is more in his prime, too, and running backs, as we know, are more disposable. I don't want the Bears at this point to cave in to any sort of, you know, Twitter pressure. It's trending today, and I love it. I think it's cool that Cordero Patterson and Tariq Cohen, and they're all fighting for their guy and uniting because Allen Robinson is such a well-liked guy. But I don't want Ryan Pace to judge any decisions based on a hashtag.
I don't either. I'm kind of curious, again, because Allen Robinson's a young guy. And Allen Robinson is everything that you guys all said and then some. Just like, I don't know. Why not just pay him and you know, be cool with it? You've got the money and move on. Make him happy. Don't tempt him to want to leave and go somewhere. Like, listen, you could make a case for Allen Robinson wanting to get the hell out of here. I mean, really, can't we?
He's in a huddle playing with who's my quarterback.
Correct.
They don't want to reward me. I show up every game. I don't complain.
I think Bleck made a good point. Like, listen, it's not a panic here because he's the 12th. He's got the 12th highest cash value coming in the 2020 season, right? And that's probably where, for the most part, where most people, most analysts would place him inside the top 15 in terms of wide receivers in the league. And I hope he would never take that as an insult. It's a pretty elite group, you know. I'm not losing sleep over it, guys. But it would be my preference to pay the guy.
My only concern is this, and I go back to the tweet that he tweeted and then deleted 10 days ago, where some guy tweeted, this guy named Jacob on Twitter tweeted, if the Bears re-signed Allen Robinson early in the offseason, they would have been able to sign him for a decent price. Now, with both Amari Cooper and Keenan Allen having signed deals that pay them over $20 million, Pace is going to have to overpay A-Rob now. A guy named Eric respond, you're assuming A-Rob isn't playing hardball with them. He's not dumb.
That's true.
He knew extensions were coming, and that would up the price.
Sure.
Allen Robinson responded, how do you play hardball with no pitch? LOL. And then he deleted it.
Right. And he's always told us, like, there's some people have reported, wasn't there some guy on Twitter reporting that this is close? Like, Robinson told you that
there's nothing.
Every interview with us, he's told us that there's been nothing and no progress.
Right. So, yeah. I think that would have been. That would have been an understandable angle that, hey, listen, if he's asking for too much or he's asking for DeAndre Hopkins money, but I've never heard that he is.
Mike in Orland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mikey.
How you doing, guys?
We're good.
Not bad.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that we need to sign him. I mean, you think of consistency over the Bears. What's been the one consistent piece? I mean, don't even get us started on the offensive draft picks with Kevin White. I mean, Shaheen. It's been absolutely terrible, and this is a show of good faith to one of our most consistent best players, and I think you sign him.
Yeah, I just think he's the best guy in your huddle, in your offensive huddle. He's the most consistent player. Lock him up.
It doesn't matter, really. I mean, now, if this was training camp and there was a threat of a holdout, then I would say, yeah, you got to figure this out. You got to get this guy to camp. You got to get this guy with this team. But he shows up and he plays. And he's awesome. So, I don't understand.
But it's it's a good point, Chris, and it's a fair angle. But we always talk about how teams are perceived around the league, right? And who knows? Who knows if that type of pro? Wow! Look what A-Rob did, and they wouldn't even give him an extension, but they gave a couple of the offensive linemen an extension. Look at some of the other players around the league that got extensions in other places. Well, maybe they treat their players better than the Bears treat theirs. And I'm not saying that's accurate. Perception becomes reality, especially in an emotional situation like this. So, look, I think you make a very good point, Chris. That look, he's well compensated. He's not underpaid right now. And it's very likely that at some point they will get it done and he's going to show up because he's a quality guy and he loves to play the game. And, but I would just, as a fan and an analyst who looks at him and says, you're the most accomplished, most consistent player inside that offensive huddle. You've got the money now to do it.
I pitched this to you guys yesterday, and 332-3776 on anything Bears. We'll get to the White Sox too. I want to talk some Sox today. Today's a really good look at the White Sox and what they've accomplished this whole year. But even if you have some Mitch thoughts too, I threw this out there yesterday. Why isn't Theo Epstein spending money?
Well, he can't. His owner told him that he's out of cash.
So we haven't seen Robert Quinn yet. We don't know why. And we'll ask Dan Weider of this at 3. And there's been some bad money spent by Ryan Pace. There's been a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the middle of a pandemic. Do you know that the money's available?
I don't.
Maybe they're telling, don't touch our piggy bank right now.
Yeah, they may.
You can't
may
do it.
That.
Maybe there's no pitch because Ryan Pace is not allowed to touch like Theo isn't. If Theo can't touch, why would you let Ryan Pace touch?
It's an interesting concept. I don't know. I mean, like, they let him touch for $9 million guaranteed for Jimmy Graham. They let him touch, like you said, for Robert Quinn. And I know that we're several months removed from there, but maybe that is the case. I don't know. I really don't know what the issue is, but at this point, there's no fear of him not showing up on Sunday against the Giants. So, like, I think we all want him to get paid because we appreciate him as a player and as an athlete and as a leader inside that locker room. But whether or not he gets paid on Sunday or next week or whatever it is, he's still going to show up and be a fantastic player.
All right, so anything you want to talk about the Bears, we'll get into the White Sox as well. Dan Weider at 3 o'clock, 312-332-3776. Waddle, I believe after game one, Mitch's leash grew. I'll explain coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Got something on Mitch here in just a bit, too. That will continue to be the topic as Bears move forward all year until we see the quarterback play stabilized. 312-332-3776. Does Facebook guys still do relationship status, or is that is that long gone?
You guys will have to tell us. The older folks have taken over Facebook, so by all means, you let us know what's going on there.
Yeah, I don't even have a Facebook.
My wife uses it. I'm on it, but I'm not on it very often.
I like it just because this is how I keep in touch with people I don't keep in touch with much anymore, like high school friends.
Yeah, we don't need them.
Friends.
Yeah, Abdallah.
You don't need that. But like back,
there's too many people I hang out with that I went to high school with already.
Right.
The reason I ask that, and then I'll take your calls, is because back when Facebook was first introduced, the cool thing, or I don't even know if it was ever cool, it was actually stupid, is that they would have a relationship status. Like you could put in your relationship, you know, whether you were married, whether you were single. And then to create drama, someone could change their relationship status from like married or in a relationship to it's complicated.
Now available.
There was never a now available thing. There was an it's complicated
Eager.
Thing. And the point of me bringing this up is I think that's today's move on Instagram. By deleting all the pictures all you're doing is just creating, like, you want the other side to see that you're telling people that our relationship is now complicated.
Somebody pass them a note to let them know that you're a little upset with them.
Yeah, look at me. I've scrubbed everything from my Instagram account.
Do you have to have a guy to do that for you, or is that like do you do that yourself? Like, or do you have like an assistant? Or
that's
does
a
someone
good question.
Do that
like,
for
does
you?
An agent do that?
I don't know because
does
like
Alan Robinson have a social media director?
Tedious to me. Wouldn't it be tedious to you to go back into your social media posts and eliminate a lot of the stuff? Like that seems like I got better. I'm not looking for a $20 million a year contract. Well, I am, but I'm not going to get one. But, like, I would figure you'd have better things to do with your time.
Man, I just looked at Instagram. TommyBoy87 just unfollowed everyone at ESPN Chicago.
Wow.
It's so weird.
Movement in the market
somewhere.
Is there? Movement in the market.
Pressure.
That's probably so who did that? Because everyone there's probably got my password and probably
so
manipulated
weird.
Anyway.
A harder password.
Wow.
Did you say Twitter or Instagram?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you do have my Instagram password.
I do not have your Instagram password.
You think you may. I think you may for the one for
you
the
probably
show.
Do.
Oh, for the one for the show. Yeah, because I post stuff there.
You think that one is any different than the one I have for personally?
I would hope so.
Well, I don't care.
Like, what
well, you should.
There's
you,
no panic
you're about
in
to make
streaks.
News that you're looking.
Yeah. Just so there's no panic in the streets, that was a joke.
Yeah. Abdallah's joking. He didn't actually joke.
Okay, good,
yeah.
Good.
What are you
that,
talking about?
That made
about?
Me nervous. Nick is not.
I'm taking care of my wife who just had her hip replaced. Don't be an asshat.
Oh, now Sylvie best. Just deleted
oh,
all
Sylvie,
of it.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
Nick and Niles, you're on ESPN 1000. What's
guys
up, Nick?
So
hey,
boys,
just people. Wanted to say I think you have to re-sign or extend Allen Robinson. It's important. And then one more thing, Tommy Waddle, you are Bill Zepka from Karate Kid, a.k.a. Johnny Lawrence. That's
totally.
Your twin, bro.
100%, Nick.
Zepka? What's Zepka? Isn't that a fish?
I think that's his real name,
his
right?
real name is William Zepka, yes.
Zepka. How old is he?
He's probably your age. I bet you
90?
Guys are. You guys could pass for brothers. Twin
53.
Brothers.
What's his name again? Johnny Zepka?
No, his name in the show is Johnny Lawrence.
Okay.
His name in real life, I believe, is William Zepka.
I'm
Google
Googling
that.
His ass right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
He's 54 years old.
Oh, there you go.
You guys, I'm telling you, he is your brother. Your long lost brother.
He's my doppelganger.
You guys
know what
look
it's called?
Exactly like.
Whoa, I pulled up William Zepka and I see a couple of guys with mugshots. What are you guys talking about? How do I spell his name?
How do you spell his name, Abdallah?
Z-A-B-K.
Okay. Okay. Zabka. Not Zepka.
My wife, I tried to make her watch a Cobra Kai episode she did not like. I'm telling you, I'm almost done with season two. It was way better than I ever could have imagined.
What's it on?
It's now on Netflix. They originally did this like a year or two ago.
I'm going to take your word for it.
And posted it on YouTube. If you like the movie and they do some reanalysis on who the good guy is and who the bad guy is, and then it's all 80s music.
All right, is Mr. Miyagi still with us? Is he still with us, Mr. Miyagi?
No, he's gone.
He's gone?
And they make that a storyline, too, about him dying.
Is it long?
How about the guy?
Long episodes?
24 minutes an episode. Black, did you like Karate Kid?
Yeah, it was all right.
So, I mean, then you won't love it. Oh. I loved Karate Kid. It was right in my...
So you have to love Karate Kid to love it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then I won't waste my time then.
Yes. If you love Karate Kid, you will love Cobra Kai even more than
you. I was going to try it, but...
Sylvie, you understand that they collectively, the two of them, they bust our marbles
not
about
fair.
Stuff.
I was going to give it a try, and Sylvie just told me not to.
I love Karate Kid. I don't know what this guy's talking about. Karate Kid's awesome.
There you go.
The best around.
Right. Oh, Chris just changed his status.
No,
what
no,
did you
I
want?
Just said that I didn't necessarily love it.
It's complicated.
But I was going to give it a try, and then Sylvie said don't, because if you don't love it, you're not going to like it.
You love Varsity Blues, right?
Yeah.
You love Varsity
Yes.
Blues. Picture in 10 years, Varsity Blues comes back into Netflix, and you're like, I don't know. Like, I love Varsity Blues, but this is 30 years later, whatever. And picture it being way better than you ever could have imagined.
All right, because when they bring back Saved by the Bell, it's always disappointing.
Right, and as was 90210.
Yeah, right.
That didn't live up to what I thought it
was. That was a train wreck.
This Cobra Kai is fantastic.
What is the storyline here?
It's them 30 years later. It's
I know,
them
but what are they doing?
Well, like and it's
the bad
sort
guys
of,
become the good guy. The yes. good guys become the bad guys. Yeah.
What
still does
that
doing
mean? Karate,
are they 50? Right? Are they
so
50-year-olds competing in karate tournaments?
Well, it's Johnny's got himself a dojo now. He's reopening Cobra Kai. They both have kids. They have kids. They've now sort of changed. And again, like you always thought that Johnny was the bad guy in the movie. They go back and they show you scenes and show you maybe Mr. Miyagi was the bully.
Whoa.
Maybe it wasn't like you thought.
So it's like
Ralph
Whiplash?
Macchio, bad guy?
Ralph Macchio may not have been as good of a kid as
you
thought.
Do we realize now as they get to be adults, there's no way Ralph Macchio was putting it on Johnny because Johnny was significantly bigger and more athletic than
Well, you
Ralph
say
Macchio.
That because he's your doppelganger.
No, I say that because it's quite obvious.
Sylvie, they're saying in the chat that Cobra Kai is a bit campy. Is that true?
What does that mean?
What's the definition of campy?
Sometimes it takes itself too seriously. LP Hallis says that in the chat.
I don't think so, no. I think they take it... I think it's a very – there are times that it gets a little deeper than you thought it would, but it's very light most of the time.
Do you know what this is? This is one of those shows that, takes you back into like earlier years. It's one of those feel-good, go-back-into-the-time-machine shows that you kind of probably you like because it makes you feel young again.
You know what I want to see? Pitch idea. Elevator pitch. Sandlot Kids, but now, because you know what the
coaching
end...
Coaching Low League?
Well, no, they're working in a smoke shop.
No, you know what the end, they told you like what they're all doing? Yeah. Like one of them bought like a pharmacy. Yeah. Like one of them is playing in the thing. Like one of them married Wendy Peppercorn. Yeah.
One of the players playing in the thing?
In
I can decode Abdallah. Benny the Jet is playing in the majors for the Dodgers.
He looks like Freddie Mercury playing in the Dodgers. Playing for the Dodgers.
I decoded Abdallah there. Yeah. Playing in the thing.
Playing in the thing. The show, whatever you guys call it. The baseball show. Not tonight, though, because we got Game 7.
Okay, get on with your point.
No baseball show.
No, that's what I want to see. I want to see the Sandlot
Kid. Next
but
redo.
Like, but I also want some real life in it because one of them became like this really big like bodybuilder and he's super jacked and like lives on the Jersey Shore and is one of these Jersey Shore guys that just works out and tans and like does his gym tan laundry all day. I want that. But
the skinny one, the little skinny one.
Yeah, Squints became a bodybuilder.
Waddle, you would like a Cobra Kai too. The big message about bullying on social media comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Like that. And you know that. So it's not all just going back in yesteryear. There's a lot of modern stuff going on. So 312-332-3776. The point of it is Johnny Lawrence.
The point of
looks
it is
exactly
extend
like
Alan Robinson already. Come on.
Yeah. Just pay him, will you? Just the moral of the story, to make a long story short, is just pay Alan Robinson, will you?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I mean, he doesn't need to be paid the way that DeAndre Hopkins is paid unless you want to. But, like, just pay the guy. He's worth it. He deserves it. Come on.
Travis wants to talk about Mitch. We'll get to him coming up. I've got the top 20 Cubs list coming up as well. And are you worried about Robert Quinn? Dan Weeder will try to figure out what's going on. Is there a mystery up at Hallis Hall? As Dan will join us at 3.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Take some more calls at 312-332-3776.
Real quick, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How many timeouts does Vic Fangio have left? I just didn't know.
He's the opposite of Jim Boylan, right?
I went to bed last night. I think he had 2 in his pocket. I wanted to know if they grew to like 4 or 5 this morning.
Jim Boylan uses all his timeouts even when they're down like 25.
They're like tic-tac.
Vic Fangio doesn't use any timeout. But here's the good news on that, Waddle. Maybe we get Vic back next year. That's what I was thinking.
Really?
Well, I mean, is he long for the job?
I don't know. That is one of the there have been some historically bad time management problems in the past in professional football. That's in the team photo for the worst of all time. Worst of all time.
Right. And like, he tried to defend it after the game. Then he said he made a mistake today. In case he didn't stay up late for the second Monday night game, Titans were driving, and they kept driving, and he had a full pocket of timeouts, and he never stopped the clock earlier in that drive to hope to get a stop to get the ball back.
Yeah, I mean, they probably could have taken the ball back with a minute or more. And what was the final score of the game? Again, I got dizzy. I was one of these
guys. They were up one.
They lost by two.
See, I was one of these guys, as you know, that always wanted a couple of Monday night games. I can't do it anymore. I'm too old.
Like
it was 12 o'clock, and I was begging for the game to be over.
Yeah, it was too late for me.
It was too late for me as well.
So, but that's my spin on the Denver game, is that
maybe
I like Vic. I'd like him to do well. If he's not going to do well, screw up like that. And maybe we get Vic back as defensive coordinator.
You think that solves some of the issues that maybe you saw on the field in Detroit on Sunday? Huh?
Well, we know he's an outstanding DC.
Yes, he is.
He's outstanding.
Yeah.
Travis in Ohio, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good.
All right. Off-season or whatever, I've heard Waddle say, be average. Just the offense, be average. I don't know what anybody thinks that Nagy's accomplished in his career to show you he can be average. The big accomplishment is a 21st ranked offense. or when he had four games with Kansas City, and then they pooped the bed in the playoff game with like a 21-point lead. I'm watching the game last night or Sunday, and Mitch goes in this tight little window in between three players and hits Robinson in the hands, and the announcer goes, "Well, that's just a horrible decision." If it was any other quarterback, they'd be talking about how he threw a laser, just a dart, in between three people, and that Robinson should have caught it. Also, yes, Robinson is like saying, we should all breathe air.
Well, there's two points there that draw a response from me. The first one is there's a – listen, I agree that with the narrative that exists that Mitch is too roundly criticized from one perspective. Like – it's not his fault that he was taken ahead of Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. It wasn't his fault, okay? I mean, that was a Ryan Pace decision. So does he get dumped on more probably because of that? Yes. But let's also look at what we see and trust our eyes and the stats. Like, there's no other way to paint it. He hasn't been good. Okay, maybe he gets dumped on a little too much because people want to compare him to the two guys that went after him. And that's just that's human nature. He is the focal point of the charter franchise in the National Football League. Quarterbacks, regardless of who you play for, are going to get the majority of the attention. And let's be honest again. How would you qualify, just in a simple phrase or word, how you've seen Mitch play in 3 years?
Disappointing.
Okay. So with that as your description, like I struggle at sometimes to kind of to process the over hate because he's not Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson, and the other over defensive nature of other people that try to prop him up. And I mean, it hasn't been as good as we expected, and it hasn't been very good overall. That's just kind of reality, right?
Yeah, I'd like to add some stuff, too. 332-3776. But first, I want to get to our a great promotion brought to you by Great Clips of the top 20 Cubs of all time.
It's the top 20 Cubs of all time.
Chicago's home for sports and the Waddle and Sylvie Show present.
It's a goosebump kind of moment here.
The countdown of the 20 greatest Chicago Cubs players of all time.
That's a fly ball deep to left. Hot back. Got it. Way back. It might be. There it is.
Oh, there it is. Game is over. The Cubs have won it.
Hey! Cubs win. Holy cow. And the Cubs have won the World Series.
Presented by Great Clips. Whee! Great Clips is ready for you to return for a worry-free haircut experience. Spend less time in the salon with online check-in and opt in to receive a ready next text to alert when your estimated wait time reaches 15 minutes. They follow all CDC and local guidance and safety measures and strongly recommend customers wear masks inside all Great Clips salons. Countdown continues with the fourth greatest Cub player of all time.
And the third. And we're going to give away a couple of gift cards today. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Number four and number three. Any guesses on this, Waddle?
No.
Greatest Cubs of all time, number four and number three?
I guessed, and Abdallah told me I was wrong.
You were wrong.
Yeah.
Ernie Banks.
No, Ernie Banks is not number four nor number three.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa is not number four nor number three.
Billy Williams.
Billy Williams, my friend, is number three. Yeah. Sweet swinging Billy Williams, the Whistler. He was awesome. Do we need to say anything more than Billy Williams? I mean, he is synonymous with the Cubs. He remains attached with the Cubs. He was a part of that great core in the 60s and then 70s that was awesome. Billy Williams, number three.
Hank Greenberg.
Number four, think of one of your favorite all-time baseball games ever played.
Oh, it's Ryne Sandberg.
Ryne Sandberg.
Yeah.
Number four is Ryne Sandberg. Acquired from the Phillies in the Larry Boa deal. MVP in 1984. One of the greatest trades in Chicago sports history. Ryne Sandberg is my fourth greatest Cub of all time.
Well done.
Number three is Billy Williams. So right now, you can be caller 20 and 40 to win a $50 gift card to Great Clips. We'll give away two of them. Great Clips has been busy implementing a new safety measure and taking extra action to best serve you when you visit. From extra sanitation to contactless check-in, they're doing more to make your experience safer. Experience quality hair care at down-to-earth prices. Go to greatclips.com to find one of their over 150 Chicagoland locations. Download the online check-in app to avoid the wait. Great Clips!
It's going
to
be great. And I think I gave away your one and two, my bad.
It doesn't matter. No, that's good. That's a tease right there.
All right.
Which order will they finish?
Oh, I know how much you love Sammy.
That's coming up on Thursday, and thanks to Great Clips for the promotions. Caller 20 and 40 right now. You win. We'll continue your Bears calls if you want to weigh in on Mitch. 332-3776. And today is a good examination for what the White Sox have accomplished. Where does this rank on your scale of greatness, speaking of Great Clips, and what the White Sox have done here? We'll talk about that in 2 short minutes.